Hello. Welcome to Audiobiography 41. Been a while. I'm really just checking in, hopefully still picking it up with the winter schedule, but had a few things I wanted to briefly discuss. Well, really just ruminate on, because I find these things help me think more than anything. Got a bit of an angry email this morning. A bit delayed off of our recent story arc, Mulligan Smith and the Reformed Man. I think, listen, I don't want to think that Fred Phelps has defenders out there, and I realize that's probably a bit naive. I'm sure the man does, obviously he has a church following him, but I suppose I'm choosing to believe, or I'm choosing to read between the lines of this person's email, that they're really just a nice, honest, you know, churchgoer who misinterpreted what I was trying to say in the story. When I mentioned it online, when I brought it up to Twitter and Facebook, people were very considerate. I find, well, Scott Roche especially is sort of my barometer at this point for religious reasonability. Because I long ago left that track. Anyway, for those who enjoyed it and said nice things, thank you very much. And for those who didn't, maybe give it another listen and some rumination. Anyway, in the end, most of the time I treat negative email much like I treat a bad dog, which is to say, I don't go in punching and kicking. I just ignore the bad behavior and reward the good behavior. And as my mom used to tell me about my little brother when we were kids, ignore him and he'll go away. Although it is always sad to lose a listener. Anyway. This does actually lead me up to tonight's, well, it was supposed to be yesterday's Black Hall script, but it hasn't got out the door yet. And I have to admit, I'm a little bit gun-shy about it because, well, in all honesty, it's possibly even more controversial than the last arc. But I suppose taking on these topics is a matter of learning and growing and honing my craft. Huge thanks to all who support and, you know, ignore the naysayers. But, totally unrelated, I did want to briefly discuss something. I proposed to you, and I realize this is way, way off the track of what we were discussing. I proposed to you that Fred Astaire is the Jackie Chan of his time, or was the Jackie Chan of his time. Consider, both are known for their agility, both are known for their fast footwork, and more importantly, if you ever watch a Jackie Chan fight, it's always a set piece. He's always got some sort of interesting place that he's fighting in, at least in his later films when it's not just simple, you know, kung fu flicks. When he had a bit of a budget, there's always some sort of, you know, he's on top of a golf cart on a highway, or, you know, it's 1,000 ping pong balls streaming down on him as he fights the Nazis. And in the same sense, Astaire often was looking for, yeah, I mean, you can call them novelty pieces, but, what is it, Shall We Dance with the roller skates, the upturning room from film that escapes my memory at the moment. He's got all of these beautiful, you know, off-kilter, not really what you would expect from a dance film moments, and where Gene Kelly is always just, you know, hoofing it on a stage, and sure, Astaire had plenty of that too, but so does Chan, right? A lot of the memorable scenes are in his wackiest locations. Could Astaire have been a master of kung fu? Anyway, some things to consider. Hope that your Friday is going brilliantly. Almost the weekend, looking forward to it. And keep your eyes and ears out for Black Hall Part 1 on the horizon. Should be exciting. Well, if the last story is of any indication. Alright, thanks everyone. Talk to you soon.